SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hamas and Iran are vowing to avenge the assassination of a top Hamas official killed in an attack on a house in the Iranian capital of Tehran. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem says Hamas and Iran are blaming Israel.
Ismail Haniyeh, who was from Gaza but had lived in Qatar for several years, was with the heads of other regional armed groups backed by Iran at a ceremony for the swearing-in of the country's new president. Few details have been given about the attack which killed him and a bodyguard, but it would have been carefully planned. Israel's military says it doesn't comment on reports in foreign media. But one Hamas official has called this assassination a grave escalation. Another described it as a cowardly act that would not go unpunished.
Meanwhile, Israel is taking responsibility for the killing of a high-ranking Hezbollah commander in Beirut, retaliation for an attack that killed a dozen children on a soccer field in the Golan Heights. Also at SRNNews.com, the acting Secret Service director tells senators that no one has been fired or otherwise reprimanded for the security lapses that allowed a gunman to shoot former President Trump. Republican Senator Rand Paul says accountability is crucial.
America deserves to know that those responsible for this failure are, frankly, not going to be in charge of securing the upcoming Democrat National Convention. We need to know that someone's been placed on suspension, that someone won't be in charge of the next Donald Trump rally.
The National Association of Black Journalists will hear from former President Trump today at the group's annual convention in Chicago. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris has yet to name a running mate, but her campaign says it won't be long. And it's gold for the USA in women's team gymnastics at the Paris Olympics. Simone Biles powering Team USA to the top. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 160 points. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris made an appearance on a popular drag TV show.
Harris taped a cameo video appearance on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. In a direct appeal to the LGBTQ community, the vice president said, quote, "Each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are, love who they love, openly, and with pride." Harris, who was joined by several LGBTQ icons on set, urged Americans to vote. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Harvest Ministries has celebrated its second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in California. Roughly 2,000 people baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. The event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angel Stadium that saw more than 5,000 people make professions of faith. This is SRN News. A huge food recall gets even bigger.
The popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Jarrett, Virginia plant. It follows an earlier recall of more than 200,000 pounds of sliced deli meat. The new items include meat intended to be sliced at delis, as well as some packaged meat and poultry products. Two people have died and nearly three dozen have been sickened in 13 states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After spending 34 years in a Missouri prison on a murder conviction, Christopher Dunn is a free man. A judge, citing evidence of Dunn's actual innocence, overturned the conviction, ordering the 52-year-old Dunn released. More details at SRNNews.com.